You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Every year, once a year, women are recommended to go to our gynecologist so that we can make sure that everything is doing really well within our female organs, the vagina, ovaries, uterus, all of that. And majority of the time, and I mean majority of the time, the doctors will say, oh, everything's looking really good. Your vagina and the health of your female organs are wonderful. Now, I'm asking about this for women out there. Is it really 100% healthy? Because we only go there to the docs once a year. So my next guest is a full-time practicing gynecologist and also the author of VS for Vagina, Your A to Z Guide to Periods, Piercings, Pleasures, and so much more. So she's here to share with us how to keep your vagina healthy and how to know when it's time to see your doctor. Welcome, Dr. Alyssa Dweck.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. First of all, you know, how often should we get our vaginal examined, our female organs examined?
I'm so glad you're asking this question. We always recommend that women come in once a year to have a regular exam. However, there's been some confusion out there because the frequency of the actual test called Pap smear, which is a screening for cervical cancer, has actually decreased over the last couple of years, and in many cases could be every 3 to 5 years. So just because the Pap smear is every 3 to 5 years as a recommendation doesn't mean women shouldn't still come in to see their gynecologist once a year.
Well, once a year, you know, if women are sexually active, often when and some women are in birth control, you know, we actually have more discharge than the average individual. And so how do we know if it's just once a year? Maybe we're actually having an infection. You don't even know it.
Right. This is so true. I think it's so important that women get to know their own bodies so that if there's a real change that occurs, that would be a signal to perhaps give your gynecologist a call. In general, a, you know, mucousy, clear, non-malodorous discharge from the vagina is physiologic and typically normal. And for women not on the birth control pill, for example, they'll notice a heavier discharge during the mid-cycle with ovulation. But for example, if there's a bloody discharge or a discolored discharge or something that has a foul odor or is causing pain or irritation, this really should be checked out.
Right, right. And what you also, there's other symptoms such as itching and burning, and even when you're having sex, it might be you might have pain. That's also indicated, isn't it?
Yes, and that's something that should be checked. For example, you know, now that a lot of the yeast medications are over the counter, women will also often try to self-treat, and many times that's successful, but many times they're really self-diagnosing a yeast infection when something else might be going on, for example, a bacterial imbalance or an irritation from a product that they might be using. And so at times it is really helpful to get checked out thoroughly.
Right, right. Often, I know women do take it upon themselves to help clean their own body, and some people use douches. I don't recommend them. I'd really like to know what your recommendation is.
Well, you and I are on the same page. I really don't recommend douching either, although some women really feel comfortable cleansing out the vagina with a mild fluid maybe once a month after their period. And if they feel that this is so urgent, then something very simple and pH balanced like a vinegar and water douche would be reasonable, but I don't recommend douching. The vagina is an amazing organ that actually cleans itself, and it has plenty of mechanisms to keep itself healthy without the need to douche or use any feminine washing products other than just mild soap and water.
Right, right. I a lot of my patients come in and they're on birth control, and it's a lot easier for sexual activity, but also the man can ejaculate inside the vagina, and of course the pill is to prevent any unwanted pregnancies. What I find that though is that the semen itself can actually be food for more yeast infections. And so I ask my patient to just go in and use their fingers and go in there after the ejaculate is inside, just scoop it out. Do you think that would be okay for women to do?
I don't think there would be any harm in that. I typically recommend that, especially for women who get uncomfortable after intercourse or who might be prone to infection, to just use the restroom after intercourse, urinate. That tends to flush things out a little bit, or even shower quickly if they feel that that's necessary. But it's really kind of an individual basis.
Right. That's a great point about showering. Showering quickly and also urinating, right? Urination.
Yes.
So that, yeah.
I have so many women who are prone to urinary tract infections, and sexual activity seems to bring them on and really instigate this symptom. So in those particular cases, I'll often recommend urinating both before and after intercourse just to lessen the chance of getting an infection.
Oh, I like what you just said, before having intercourse. That sounds great, too. Absolutely. So what's the best method for good vaginal hygiene?
The best method is probably the least intrusive method, which is just warm water and a mild soap. And in fact, you don't need to be particularly vigorous about cleaning inside the vagina, but certainly a mild soap and water on the vulva is very reasonable, and patting dry. And really, you should not need a whole lot of fragrant products or sprays or anything along that line, although I know that this is a very popular practice for lots of women.
Oh, I know it is, only because, you know, they want to make sure that, you know, when that they don't have any odor, as well as they want to make sure that they're cleaned too. But I know that some of those chemicals have a lot of fragrances, which are very irritating and allergic. I'm an allergy expert, so for me, I want to make sure that you're not using anything that's irritating. But how about those lubricants? What do you think about those lubricants that are out there these days?
Well, I'm a fan of as natural a lubricant as possible, but on the other side of that are the women who really are having, you know, discomfort during intercourse as a result of dryness. So it's very reasonable to consider various lubricants. So certain water-based lubricants, such as KY Jelly or Astroglide, are easily available over the counter and typically very well received and well tolerated. For some women, that doesn't seem to be enough, and I'll often recommend a silicone lubricant, but again, this is not for everybody. And what's really been popular lately is coconut oil, if you can imagine. Wonderful and organic coconut oil has been very helpful and really, really well received by women who are having a little dryness, and they find that it's enjoyable and fun and natural, and so I often will recommend that as well.
Oh, I love what you're saying about coconut oil, because I know of a company that's made these little suppositories that you can actually put in. And so for women, not just for sexual activity, but to keep it more moist. And I'm talking about perimenopausal, menopausal
symptoms. Yes, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that thought came to my mind as well. So, of course, some women do rely on estrogen for really notable dryness and discomfort during intercourse in their perimenopausal and menopausal years, if necessary, and if they are candidates for that. But otherwise, the lubricants I mentioned are really helpful, and vaginal moisturizers are also helpful on a chronic basis so that dryness is not a problem. I will always make one caveat note, and that is that oils should not be used with condoms if you're relying on condoms for protection against pregnancy, because they could ruin the integrity of that.
Now, that's such a great point, because oils, I mean, I know that different kind of condoms. How about like the natural skin ones? There are natural condoms out there, right?
Yes, there are. And those are very helpful for prevention of pregnancy, but not all would prevent sexually transmitted infection.
And that's such a great point, because, you know, I know that it may be most comfortable for women. I find that a lot of women do really well with the natural forms. But, gosh, I'm so happy that we got to talk all about the vagina. And I really want everyone to go get Dr. Dweck's book. It's called V for Vagina, Your A to Z Guide to Periods, Piercing, Pleasures, and so much more. Thank you so much, Dr. Dweck. Thank you so much. For more information on vaginal health, you can visit Dr. Dweck's blog on drdweck.com and also on my page. All right, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett.